Let's now go to Juan's interview. This is Lesbian and Gay Voices on KPFT.
This is Juan Palomo for Lesbian and Gay Voices on KPFT World Radio in Houston. With us today is Kay Longcope, the editor and publisher of Texas's newest gay publication, The Texas Triangle, a weekly newspaper out of Austin. Welcome to KPFT, Kay.
Thank you for inviting me.
Tell us about your newspaper. How long has it been around?
We started publishing October 15th, so we're a little more than 4 months old. A lot has happened in that period.
How does it feel to be 4 months old?
Well, I think that the growth has been phenomenal. We started out publishing 10,000 copies a week. We come out every Thursday. We initially thought that since our home base is Austin, that we would simply be an Austin newspaper. That idea lasted only for the first week, and we started getting many queries about, you know, having a newspaper in other places. So we, within, I'd say, 2 to 3 weeks, we decided to go statewide. And at this point, I would say we're now in all the major cities, of course, in Texas, and many of the smaller ones, which is extremely important in our concept of building community.
So you are distributed here in Houston?
Absolutely, we are.
Can you give us some of the places here in Houston where people can pick it up?
Yes, they can find us at Inklings, at Lobo Bookstore, the Crossroads Bookstore, Mary's, JR's, Baba Yaga, The Bookstop, and Butera's on Alabama.
And there's others, I'm sure.
There are indeed.
Oh, by the way, this is a free publication.
This is indeed a free publication.
But people can subscribe to it by mail for...
They may subscribe to it. They may take out classified and display ads. We are dependent on that, of course.
Okay. What has been the reception so far, particularly here in Houston?
Well, I keep waiting for somebody to say, one disparaging word about the newspaper. And the funny thing is, everyone seems to be extremely positive about it. It looks like everyone in the gay and lesbian community, and also, let me add, the gay-friendly community, seem very receptive to having a newspaper of journalistic excellence. We have really tried to be a comprehensive effort for the community.
What sets you apart from, say, we have another newspaper here, the Voice, the New Voice, I believe it's called. What would you say is the main difference between your newspaper and the Voice?
Well, I guess that could be a little ticklish. I think that we have local, national, international news, certainly statewide news, and we use a lot of originality in the coverage. We have a staff, largely volunteer, but people all over the state who write for the newspaper. So we are not just using a wire service or news releases verbatim. We really make an effort to put some journalistic expertise into the newspaper. I would say that our advertising is very different too. We do not take any 900 ads. We will not accept any kind of sexually graphic material. And we were told at the outset that there's no way we could survive if we did not. And maybe in the short run, I think that we're suffering financially for that. But on the other hand, I think that we are building a network with mainstream people, as the gay and lesbian community is at this point, and with gay-friendly people who want to be informed about the gay and lesbian community, and they can certainly learn a lot by reading our paper.
You talked about journalistic expertise. Tell us a little bit about your background. You just didn't decide one day to open a gay lesbian newspaper in Texas, did you?
No, I've been in mainstream journalism all of my life, at least 30 years. I left the state of Texas. I'm a native Texan. I left 30 years ago and worked for 22 of those years at the Boston Globe. So
What did you do there?
I worked as a reporter, doing many things as one does for newspapers, but specializing in coverage of the lesbian and gay community and AIDS. I was indeed an out lesbian at the Globe.
That is something that, at least at that time, was very rare. We are seeing a lot more lesbians and gay journalists who are willing to come out of the closet. Part of it has to do with just the times. Part of it has to do with the new gay lesbian or lesbian gay journalist association that just got started a couple of years ago, of which you are a part. Were you not elected recently to an office within that organization?
I am co-chair of the Texas Association.
There are enough lesbians and gay journalists in the state to have an association here?
Yes, and the good thing about it is that every meeting we have, more new faces appear. And one of the exciting things to me is that we have finally turned our attention to our own selves as gay and lesbian people in journalism and providing a place, a very safe place, let me add, for people to come and network, get to know each other, and hopefully, I think, have an impact on the media.
Readers, lesbian and gay readers here in Houston, of both daily newspapers, have had a difficult time deciding exactly what both of these newspapers do or what they do right in covering the lesbian and gay community. In some instances, there have been editors who have been known to not even want to use the words lesbians and gays. It has not been a very friendly environment. Yet we find in other cities, Dallas and Austin, I believe, where editors and publishers have actually met with the group and opened the doors of their buildings to the group. How does that make you feel?
Well, the ironic thing to me is that I find being in Austin versus Boston a much more relaxed atmosphere, where I think people are simply more laid back about, you know, who anyone is. And there seems to be a matter of taking people at face value. And Boston, I think, is still a little staid in that direction. I feel, in moving back to Texas, which I was a little leery of, actually, that I am much more relaxed, I'm much more open, I'm less guarded, and I don't feel like if I turn around, somebody may stab me in the back. I think that Texans maybe don't understand that it's more hostile out there than here.
Why do you suppose that is?
Maybe that there have been a lot of minority movements in this state. I certainly remember the Hispanic movement in the Rio Grande Valley many years ago, and maybe we are more accustomed somehow to dealing with people who are of different persuasions, whether it's political or otherwise. And I think that maybe the mainstream America is beginning to understand that gays and lesbians, too, have a cause that's worth fighting for. We're going to be fighting our worst battle, our biggest battle, obviously, with the military ban, which is very crucial to us, the way we were perceived in society. And thanks to President Clinton, we have a chance to do that.
It was interesting what you're talking about as far as Texas being more accepting, more open. The Houston Post just this week had a series of stories on what they call their, I believe it's attitude code. And one of the things that found this year was that even though the community at large, Houston community, is still pretty much a conservative community, it is very open, very accepting to other views. And for one thing, I think more than half or about half of the people said that they had nothing against gays in the military. They're very much pro-choice. And all these other gauges that we normally consider to be liberal, they agree with it. So you think you'd find that in a city like Boston, an older city like Boston, or some of the other cities where attitudes have just been around for years and years?
Well, maybe the difference is cultural. I don't really know. But I think that there is a reserve up east that there is not here. And I was largely unaware of that until I returned to Texas, because I always kind of felt like, you know, I had to get out of the state, really, to survive as, one, a female, a professional female, and, two, as a professional gay female. I felt like there were not the chances to succeed that I would have up east. And the east was good to me in many ways. But I still think that maybe we tend to underrate our own state. This week, for instance, we have a story on a 21-year-old auctioneer, gay male auctioneer in Jacksonville, Texas. And it talks about how he decided to be open about his sexuality, fearing, of course, the worst in East Texas. And the response to him has been phenomenal. And it's this kind of attitude and atmosphere that I guess I'm talking about.
That is really, it's got to be unreal. An auctioneer, you're talking about auctioneer as in cattle or?
As in real estate. Estate, you know, antiques, that kind of thing.
But still, Jacksonville, Texas.
But Jacksonville, Texas, and you wouldn't expect it. But it's these kinds of things that I'm hoping that, you know, the paper can cover and really network our community throughout the state, because we view that as our job.
What about official Texas? I mean, you are published in Austin, which is the state capital. Austin hasn't really had a gay publication for a while. How have you been received by official Texas?
We know that we're read by the legislators, and because we drop off the copies every week, and they always disappear within a day or so. So, and we have calls from government offices. Deborah Danberg recently called and insisted that she get all the back copies, which, of course, we were only too happy to provide. I feel like, you know, City Hall, of course, gets our newspaper in Austin. And we feel like the politicians are looking, they're listening, and they are certainly communicating with us.
Do you get any kind of resistance in covering anything?
No. No, we get all of the press releases that any other newspaper gets from the governor's office. They're immediately faxed right to our office. So you can't ask for better treatment than that.
Do you feel, how do you assess the way you, out of Austin, are able to cover a city like Houston?
We have our own reporter in the city of Houston.
Who's that?
Sherry Darbone.
She's had quite experience here doing reporting here before.
Yes, yes. She is a paid staff member of the Texas Triangle. We also are going to be asking some other people to do stories from Houston because it's really too large a lesbian gay community for just one person to cover. We have other writers in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, Lubbock, Amarillo, El Paso. So we feel like we simply want to be always expanding our coverage.
It must be difficult to try to cover a state as huge as Texas. I mean, how in the world did you come up with the story of this guy in Jacksonville?
Well, a woman called from Tyler and said that she had this great story and would we be interested? And, of course, I said absolutely. Within 3 days, it was faxed into my office, and we ran it, of course, immediately. And this is what's happening. People from all over the state who have experience as writers, I stress that that's absolutely necessary to write for the paper, call with story ideas asking, do you know about this? Do you want this or that story? And I say, yes, indeed. And then we work out the structure of the story and go from there.
Now, how did this woman from Tyler hear about the newspaper in the first place?
Apparently, a friend told her, you know how the grapevine is in our community, things go pretty fast. And someone told her about the Triangle, brought her a copy. She was just elated to get it and called and said so. And in the course of the conversation came the information about this young man. And this is how the word of mouth about the newspaper has gone like wildfire throughout the state. And we keep getting calls from all over.
We're speaking with Kay Longcope, editor and publisher of the Texas Triangle. Oh, what is the main problem at this point? Is it distribution? Is it getting enough ads to stay in business? Or what would you consider to be the main problem?
I guess the main problem is we have grown so fast. The paper is 28 pages, and we really need to expand the pages to 38 at this point. But we obviously need more advertising to do that. The interesting thing is that mainstream advertisers are becoming the core of this paper. And I don't know any other way to put it. This is not a bar paper. We are not getting a lot of bar ads. We welcome every ad except for the 900 numbers, because our philosophy is against that, feeling that that objectifies the gay community. The main problem is needing to grow faster so that we can be in more places every week. And we are setting up more distribution posts. We are hiring people in cities to do that for us. So we are asking people to provide us with ideas, to be supportive any way they feel that they can, whether it's taking out a subscription to the newspaper or putting their business card in the service directory or talking up the paper with their friends where the word is out elsewhere.
You talked about subscriptions. It would seem to me that the number of subscriptions you get are probably, most of them are probably from the rural areas where you don't distribute that much. And it would seem to me that would be an indication of the number of people out there who are eager to have a good newspaper. Is that growing all the time?
Growing all the time.
And do you think that's an accurate assessment?
I think that we have as many subscriptions from the cities as the rural areas. Some people simply want to get it in their mailbox. They don't want to have to go out, you know, and make the trip. And we don't care how they get it as long as they get it.
Okay, we have been speaking with Kay Longhope, editor and publisher of the Texas Triangle. Thank you for being with us, and good luck with the newspaper.
Thank you all.